This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. All electric homes in Thornton sell fast, but history raises long-term affordability questions. A veteran Denver realtor working with a client at a new all-electric community selling ahead of expectations warns that 1970s-era electric neighborhoods offer a cautionary tale about resale values and energy costs. A new all-electric home community in Thornton is selling faster than its builder anticipated, with homes starting around $400,000. But a veteran Denver-area realtor helping a client buy there says the development raises serious questions about long-term resale value, energy resilience, and whether today's buyers fully understand the risks. Karen Louvain, a RE/MAX Alliance realtor with more than 30 years of experience in the Denver metro market, told the Kim Monson Show that she is working with a client interested in buying at the community, which she described as meeting a real need for affordable housing. Louvain said, "Good, bad, indifferent, but is it in fact meeting a space in the marketplace? And if it is, buyers will choose that they would like a 100% electric home. The community is likely Ayres Park, a 292-unit master plan development by McStain Neighborhoods, now Scott Felder Homes, at 10253 Milwaukee Circle. The project features all-electric B-Well houses with solar panels and a Department of Energy Housing Innovation Award, with base prices starting from $400,000. On the 1970s precedent, Louvain said the concept is not new to the Denver metro area, and the historical record should give buyers pause. Louvain said on the show that there are several communities throughout the metro Denver area that were built 100% electric back in the 70s because natural gas was not available, or the pipe, natural gas pipe, had not been laid into those communities yet. Those communities became liabilities for their owners. Louvain said that 10 years later, those homeowners had to sell their homes at a significant price reduction to compete in the marketplace. She added that some of those homeowners then converted them to natural gas. The conversions came at additional expense, and not every homeowner could afford them. Louvain said she has disclosed these concerns to her client. She said, "I have brought it to the attention of my client just to say, I want you to be aware of this. Her primary worry is energy resilience." Louvain explained that it is unsettling to her if that is the only source of energy from the standpoint of balance. She noted that if she has natural gas and something happens with the electricity, she has a little bit of backup. Show panelist Lauren Levy, a mortgage professional, questioned what incentives the developer may have received. Levy said they had to have someone say, "We will charge you less for this," or waive permitting fees or something. He also raised the prospect of future bill shock, asking whether these people, a year from now, are going to start getting $750 Xcel energy bills. On the shifting regulatory landscape, the Thornton development arrives as Colorado's regulatory framework increasingly favors electrification. House Bill 221362, signed in 2022, required the state to develop a model low energy and carbon code, which will become Colorado's minimum energy code on July 1, 2026. The code does not ban natural gas, but it incentivizes heat pumps and electric systems through an efficiency scoring system that, for the first time, credits the energy savings of high-efficiency electric heating, according to the Colorado Sun. Colorado Energy Office Executive Director Will Tour has characterized the approach as removing bias rather than imposing mandates. Tour told the Colorado Sun that it is not making it harder to build with gas, but it is removing biases in the code and making it easier to build with electric heat pumps. Separately, House Bill 23-1161 requires ultra-low NOx emission standards for gas furnaces and water heaters sold after January 1, 2026, which creates compliance challenges for propane equipment. Louvain referenced this restriction on the show, noting that the state is at some point alleviating the opportunity to utilize propane. On the counter data on costs. Proponents of all-electric construction argue the economics have fundamentally changed since the 1970s. An analysis by Rocky Mountain Institute found that both the upfront and operating costs of an all-electric home in Denver are lower than those of a mixed-fuel building. modern cold climate heat pumps operate efficiently down to minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit, and building all electric eliminates the cost of a gas system connection. The National Association of Home Builders found that moving to 2024 code standards reduces construction costs by $3,900 to $6,750 per home. Census estimates indicate that 1 in 10 Colorado homes are already fully electric. Some real estate agents nationally report growing buyer demand for electrified homes, particularly among younger purchasers who view them as better long-term investments. Still, the question Luveen and Levy raised on the show remains unresolved: whether today's affordable price point will hold a decade from now if energy costs rise, resale buyers balk, or the regulatory environment shifts again. Levy said, "Affordability is lovely today. She may have to help them sell in 10 years, in which case we do not know." And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado homebuyers deserve complete information before committing to an all-electric home, and the market should determine whether these communities succeed or fail. Government incentives that tilt the playing field toward electrification may produce attractive sticker prices today, but they cannot guarantee that buyers will not face bill shock or resale problems a decade from now. The 1970s precedent Karen Luveen described is not ancient history. It is a lived lesson about what happens when an energy source becomes a liability instead of an asset. When the legislature restricts propane, rewards electric-only construction, and calls it removing bias, consumers lose the ability to make a truly free choice. The fundamental question is not whether all electric technology has improved. It is whether families buying a $400,000 home in Thornton have been given every fact they need to make a decision they will not regret. This article is available at kiminson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.